Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past because J.A. Cavalier is giving it away.
J.A. Cavalier guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesman. Call now for J.A. Cavalier's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-679-4455. The single biggest play J.A. Cavalier will have all week. You get it tonight. And you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-679-4455.
I just called and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information.
I simply called 1-800-679-4455.
And got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free.
That's 1-800-679-4455. 1-800-679-4455.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Aloha can't get rid of the ghosts and goblins in your house, but they can get rid of that nasty mold that's hiding in the shadows. Mold can be creeping anywhere in your home and can be hazardous to your health, but don't let this spook you. Let the trusted team at Aloha Restoration be the ghostbusters for your mold. If they find it, they'll get rid of it fast. Leave it to Aloha to give you peace of mind. From mold removal to home remodeling, who you gonna call? Aloha. 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, horse racing fans, listen up. The Breeders' Cup is this Saturday. A couple preview races on Friday as well. And we have the most amazing risk-free offer for you from our friends at TVG. They're the official betting partner of the Breeders' Cup, and they're giving you this very exclusive offer. Listen up. Download the TVG app. Do it today. Go to tvg.com/score for the best Breeders' Cup offer. TVG will give you, wait for it, a risk-free bet up to $500 on a single horse win bet. That's right, $500 completely risk-free. You'll get a 100% refund up to $500 if your horse loses. It's a win-win bet with confidence. Bet with TVG. Listen, if I can use the app, anybody can use the app. If you were with us last week, take a couple of those extra bucks. Eighth race at Hawthorne. Yes, they will run even in the snow. How about this for Halloween? Pure Sugar. Pure Sugar on Halloween. Get it? The 6-horse, eighth race at Hawthorne. Okay, here we go. Download the TVG app. Do it today. Go to tvg.com/score for the best Breeders' Cup offer. TVG, again, will give you a risk-free bet. Risk-free up to $500 on a single horse win bet. That's right, $500 completely risk-free. You'll get a 100% refund up to $500 if your horse loses. It's a win-win bet. Bet with confidence. Bet with TVG. Just download the TVG app. Go to tvg.com/score. Sign up. That's tvg.com/score. Age and resident restrictions do apply. Void where prohibited by law. See full terms and conditions at tvg.com/score.
So, listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All those stats in the fourth quarter are putting lipstick on a pig. I mean, seriously, it was a joke. I mean, come on. And they were just feeding it to him so they could make the numbers look like he actually had a good game. He had a Sean Payton was over there laughing at him. I mean, they don't have a quarterback. I mean, Ryan Pace is sitting there with a good team. He doesn't have a quarterback. Now, his offensive line isn't very good either. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, they get no skill players that make any explosive plays. If they went to Chase Daniels, that would be problematic as well. So for me, I would look about Andy Dalton. And somebody said Eli Manning. Could you imagine Eli Manning behind that Bears offensive line? He gets sacked 75 times. I mean, seriously, what there's no way.
MVP Mitchell. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. There's kind of inflammatory language there when we talk to Michael Lombardi, and it really annoys a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And maybe some people don't listen to what he's saying.
The great Mitchell Trubisky.
But Eric Eager is a data scientist, and he will not use that sort of inflammatory language. But he just said the same thing that Michael Lombardi said.
Well, that's exactly what he said during the break. Is like, you know, he's very polite, he's very professional, and he's very precise. But essentially what he said was their numbers think the Bears are better than they are, right? That the Bears are a better team than 3-4. But all the projections about this game don't give them the edge because of the quarterback.
Because they weigh the quarterback so heavily.
And that's the NFL. And whether you're watching it or whether you're analyzing it with statistically with the computer or just with your own experience and your own perspective, you see and you conclude the same thing. The Bears have a pretty good football team. They have a potential to be a very good football team. They're limited by their quarterback.
So here's another one that drove me crazy listening to what he said to us. Matt Nagy comes out after the game and he says that you can't run the ball in that situation because they know it's coming and you could have a 4-yard loss. That was, you know, there was the 10-yard penalty, but he also said you can have a 4-yard loss.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? After Mitch ran that ball to the 20-yard line, they lost 2 on a kneel down, and then they had to snap the ball 9 yards back instead of 7 because they were afraid their offensive line is going to give up a block. So they lost 4 yards.
Yeah.
By running the ball, they would have just if they that's the 4 yards you lost.
So the play-by-play sheet gives you at the 21-yard line, they say that Mitch lost a yard. I think it was closer to 2.
I think it was 2.
And then you did go back, and they kicked from, you know, they kicked a 41-yarder. So the line of scrimmage was the 22 officially, and they kicked from the 31. So they did take more distance than necessary. So and what makes it even harder to stomach as we continue to look
4
back,
4-yard closer
and not look ahead,
that goes through the
but
uprights.
Did you see the way that it just faded left?
Yes.
I mean, it was just
course.
Right there. And boy,
we're on to Philadelphia.
No, but, I guess we're
but,
not.
But I mean,
we're that, literally on to the Eagles right now.
What if you were literally onto the Eagles? Wouldn't you be literally on the airplane? Well, I mean, seriously, if you're onto the Eagles, yeah. Shouldn't you be in Philadelphia this
or
morning?
You'd be physically on top of an actual eagle.
Let's stick with this Eric Eager conversation too for a second because he was very fascinating and I think is really good insight. What he essentially also said, besides indicting the quarterback, was he indicted the coaching staff.
Yeah.
And he makes references to the Ravens and, you know, the Patriots. And there was a third team, I believe, that he also referenced. Essentially, he's saying that these coaching staffs don't make the kind of mistake that was clearly made on Sunday. So it doesn't cost you games. And you just don't want to hear that.
Well, he said the little season. Things. He talked about the Ravens. There's little things that help them to win. And we really did discuss that in the post game that or the next morning, which was our post game. The idea that there were so many small errors that added up. And certainly you can lay them all out when it comes to that decision at the end of the game, having, again, you know, he's right about that. With 43 seconds left and you've got a nice timeout in your hip pocket, you could run 2 plays there.
You could run, you have a timeout.
It's first down. You could kick on fourth down. You could probably run 3. If you throw the football, you could run 3. You tell the quarterback, and again, I'm not suggesting you throw the football there because I get that that no one trusts Mitchell Trubisky, and we just went over that. But if you had a different quarterback, if you did trust him, you could tell him, hey, you got to get rid of the ball. Don't get sacked. 1, 2, 3, throw it out of bounds.
I still cannot fathom or grasp why that's such a hard concept to or thing to suggest because he's a quarterback with 33 NFL starts. You're at the 21-yard line. You're facing a defense that's tired.
Isn't it 34 if you count the playoff game?
It's over 30.
It's
by then, you know.
And Rex had, what, 26 in his entire career here?
Yeah, the other thing I think was interesting we talked about, and I kind of disagreed with him, and I didn't want to push back, but I believe that the suggestion that there is a downfield passing game to fear with the Bears, to me, is something that just hasn't been proven to be true. And when you look at Allen Robinson, I agree that he can draw, you know, pass interference penalties. He's a tough matchup. He's having a great year individually. But His longest catch is 31 yards. And that, to me, doesn't speak to having a downfield passing. 32 yards is his longest of the season.
31 was a catch last week.
31 was last week. Yeah. And to me, that doesn't speak to be, that's not Deshaun Jackson type of a deep threat.
But I think, no, that's totally different. You know what that is when you think about Allen Robinson? That is not the deep threat like Taylor Gabriel going down the middle of the field and you're overthrowing him.
Mm-hmm.
That's more, he's the jump ball winner. And that's what he did effectively on that play where he reached over the corner and pulled the ball off his back, which, again, I think if he didn't make that catch, he might have gotten – the corner never turned his head around. You might have gotten a pass interference there anywhere. My point is that play action works in the NFL, and play action worked for the Bears on their only touchdown. So keep that up. But maybe that's what he meant by it. I think that Allen Robinson is kind of like Alshon in terms of being able to win a jump ball.
That's a good comparison. And I think that when you talk about the deep passing game, maybe he's talking about the 20 to 30 – yard range, because if you're talking about the deep passing game, 40 and above, the Bears just don't have a pass play like that this year. They have the long pass to Taylor Gabriel, which I think was 36, and then a long one to Javon Wims, which was 37.
30 or thereabouts.
Yeah, well, they need more. And they're going to need more moving forward because teams are going to continue to, focus on Allen Robinson, try to take him away. Now, the good news for this weekend in the context of Sunday, Eagles aren't very good at the cornerback position, so you have an opportunity to beat them with a deep passing game if you can execute it.
When you talk about the Eagles not being good on the passing game, what you're talking about is the Eagles are susceptible to double moves. So, in other words, when you watch a receiver go out, and this will be part of the game plan, they'll go out and they'll sell the 12-yard pass and then go upfield, and the Eagles have a tendency to try to jump that route. So that allows you to have like a wide-open receiver running downfield. Now, the problem is Mitch has overthrown that pass. He's been overthrowing that pass for weeks now. They don't hit that pass.
That's one problem. The other is protection, because double moves require, protection. And Fletcher Cox is just starting to get things rolling in Philadelphia. He started slow, but he's had, I think, 2.5 sacks and 3 tackles for loss, I think, in his last 4 weeks. And this is a guy that, when you talk about dominant interior linemen, he's near the top of that list if he's healthy, and I think he's looking like he's healthy. So double moves are great, and I think the Bears have receivers that can get open, and they have a scheme certainly that can get them open.
We will make our picks tomorrow in the 5 at 5. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to hear what Eric had to say about what he felt was an opportunity and the Bears being a live team. That's with the 5 points, right? Because it's now up to 5.
That's got
to
be with Vegas.
That's got to be in terms of the Vegas thing. I personally, I'm not going to reveal this till tomorrow, but I believe I am on record as saying that I cannot pick them until maybe the Giants game, because I picked against them last week, which I didn't want to. I thought they should have won the game, but I haven't seen them win, and I've seen them have bad losses, so it's hard for me to be sold on them in any way.
Yeah, I don't even think you committed to picking them to beat the Giants. I think that you've basically said that until the proven otherwise.
They have to win a game?
Yeah, they have to win a game before they regain your trust. And I think a lot of people in Chicago feel the same way. Molly, I mean, you're not trying to, this isn't going down a negative road just for the sake of being negative.
I was surprised. I was talking to a couple people yesterday during our little intercom party here.
Soiree.
And our soiree. A soiree, by definition, is a party at night. It was more like an early evening. At any rate, the soiree, and I was out of there fairly early, but I was surprised that...
Oh, it got rocking when you left.
Everybody was going, I'm sure, once I leave, that's when the party begins.
Rocking lampshades.
That's why in the past, I never went home, because I always thought maybe the fun would start.
You're going to miss something.
But we were standing there having a conversation, and two different, sensible, intelligent humans were convinced that the Bears were going to win this game. And they had looked at numbers and the whole bit.
That was the open bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I mean, come on.
Because I was kind of like, well, that's interesting. Yeah. Because to me, the Eagles are a step up in class. And someone said the revenge factor from last year. That's nonsense. The game last year was here. This game is there. And they did, again, they had the same issue the Bears had. The offense is not running the football. How are they going to run the football? And they ran the football at Buffalo against a better defense than the Bears were facing on Sunday.
The Bears are a team with a bad offense, but the Bears are sort of, if you want to call them a bad team or underachieving team, that looks desperate. The Eagles are a decent team that feels urgency, and I think there's a little bit of a difference there because you trust them more playing at home than you do the Bears, because the Bears have given us no reason in October to trust them.
Bears can score defensively, maybe. I'm talking about the Eagles game. Maybe they score
a
touchdown.
They're going to have to.
They can dance defensively.
They know how to choreograph a good celebration, but they could score defensively. Now, again, the quarterback doesn't throw a ton of interceptions unless it's late in the game and they're throwing the ball up for grabs. I think he has 4 on the year. The Bears also have the capability of scoring on a kickoff return. We've seen that already. And they can score on a punt return. We haven't seen that yet this year. But the coach thinks it's better if they score on offense.
Yeah, you know, when your best chance to score and get in the end zone comes on special teams,
I don't know how much defense,
you know. And for the last 7 games, you've scored about 16 points. Yeah, that puts everything into context. That's why the confidence is so low. You just don't see what you need to see from this offense. It's really going to be... So you go home and you study it and you come back tomorrow and see if you feel differently. But I don't know that you're going to tell me tomorrow morning at the 5:05, Bears win.
Well, I think I have to save my pick until then.
I know.
But I'm not saying what it is until the Giants
okay.
get. What? All right. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor next. I saw Dan yesterday. Was mm-hmm. Connor there?
Connor was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You saw Connor. So he came after. Okay. I think Dan must have been gone by the time Connor showed up then. Dan had to get to the workout. He has to get to that gym. He's, you know, when you are on the juice, you got to find a way to... No, he wasn't drinking. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Every Monday during football season is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. An incredible day-long recap of every game, plus reaction from all of our shows and team of experts, including Olin Krutz, Eddie Jackson, Boomer Esiason, Patrick Manley, and Brad Biggs. Built Ford Tough Bears Mondays, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Things are looking up for those who've had problems winning in the past, because J.A. Cavalier is giving it away.
J.A. Cavalier guarantees 7 winners against the spread out of every 10 he releases. 70% winners. He is the only handicapper good enough or confident enough to release his winners right on a recording. His games will do the talking, not his salesman. Call now for J.A. Cavalier's Pro Football Lock of the Week. 800-679-4455. The single biggest play J.A. Cavalier will have all week. You get it tonight, and you get it absolutely free on a recorded message. 1-800-679-4455.
I just called, and it's on there right now. I didn't speak to a salesman. I didn't leave personal information.
I simply called 1-800-679-4455.
And got his Pro Football Lock of the Week absolutely free.
That's 1-800-679-4455.
1-800-679-4455.
Listen up, America. Why in the world would you start your day with an unwrapped, zip-zap, sad sack breakfast mishap when the McDonald's app lets you order, pay, and pick up a nice and hot griddle sizzle breakfast with a tap-tippity-tap? I think I just rhyme-answered my own rhyme question. McDonald's mobile order and pay. Just order in the app, pass the line with the tap, and wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. McDonald's app download and registration required.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem.